Okay, a brief moment now on President Trump's attempt yesterday to correct what he said in the answer to the question, did he think Russia was behind the hacking of the American elections?
Just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
And the hashtag would, wouldn't was born. On my Twitter feed, Kelvin Brooks offered up Prince's great song, I Wouldn't Die for You. Someone else had the golden rule, do unto others as you wouldn't want them to do unto you. My contribution, what wouldn't Jesus do? But there was also the question, was the president right that don't and wouldn't, in the same sentence, make that a double negative? Let's bring in Tufts University linguist Arielle Goldberg. Arielle, you say what?
Well, in general, a double negative is any sentence that has two negative words in the same clause. And so what the president said would be considered to be a double negative.
I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia, so don't and wouldn't. But the president also hedged in his explanation. He threw in, well, it could have been anyone, a lot of people out there. So if you're wavering, would I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be more appropriate?
So in general, people are told not to use double negatives in formal speech, in writing, and it's exactly this because it can be difficult for people to interpret. But you're right that when you say something like, I don't see why any reason why it wouldn't be Russia, that is much less strong than saying, I know that it is.
Yeah.
And one of the uses of double negatives could be for backing away from a strong assertion.
And as a linguist, as you listen to the president's press conference and his explanation, his correction yesterday, did he make his case yesterday?
Right. Well, I think it's important to understand what he said in his apology or his correction, basically that he misspoke. And when you make a speech error, you have the idea in mind, but the cognitive machinery that puts together sentences makes a mistake. And in that case, what you would have is that you have everything that somebody has said, but that one thing doesn't make sense. Like, it's breakfast time, I'm talking about breakfast, and I suddenly say, please finish your dinner. Everything else around it, if it was a speech error, is about breakfast. And so I guess what we need to do, and the American people needs to do, is to think about what the larger message was, and to think about, was this intentional, or was this an actual speech error? In which case, then everything else is what he is saying.
You've just started a new hashtag, breakfast, dinner, which is would, wouldn't. Linguist Arielle Goldberg from Tufts University, thank you so much.
Thank you.